Are y'all ready for this? I said, are y'all ready for this? Of course you're ready for this. Because if you were not ready for this, then Lynn and I would not be called forward to do this. You all are in for a spectacular treat. That's right. By popular demand, we have the Zen and Lynn series. Oh, trust and believe when I say that it is fire. It is so lit. So relax. Take time to open up your heart, open up your third eye. Be open from the inner wells within you to receive all of this beautiful and absolutely amazing insights that are going to come forth. There are some dynamic questions that each of us are answering from our perspective, but you will see that our perspectives are definitely more similar than they are different. And you will also receive the beautiful collective message that is necessary to come through for you to hear and for others to hear that you share this with. So tune in. Get ready. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self.
Girl, are you looking to get your edges reclaimed? Is your hair not on fleek and it's giving like SWV might be a little weak? Well, honey, we have the solution for you. Everbin oil has been known to make hair longer, stronger, and fuller simply because it's made with organic ingredients. Yep, real organic ingredients, just like you get from Whole Foods. And botanical ingredients with essential oils. That's what we use to make the formula dynamic and so great. Money back guarantee. Don't believe us, just watch. We got testimonies, we got referrals, we got feedback, and we will give you your money back if you ain't happy, because it's good like that. So check out the Everbin oil. We look forward to seeing you have longer, stronger, fuller hair, honey, because if you wanted to be in 2023, it's up to you, not me.
Transforming your hair just got easier. Discover the miracle of the Everbin hair treatment and save an incredible 25% off on a 2-ounce bottle today. This unbelievable product, you all, has already revolutionized my locks, my strands, my hair. And restoring them, it has restored them to their stunning best. Don't wait any longer. See for yourself why this product is simply phenomenal. Visit www.sevandcohair.com www.thebestofyourself.com and use promo code 25OFF. The word off is in caps. This information is also located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance. Welcome to LifeVerbs Podcast. This is an inner and personal development podcast designed to nourish, enhance, and strengthen your awareness of the inner self. I am Coach Zen, a quad certified life spiritual NLP and purpose coach. No matter the intensity, you all, of what you are navigating, I'm here to support you in discovering the solution from within yourself. And together, we create a playbook that supports you in reshaping your reality and winning in life. And living intentionally to reshape and create the harmonious life that you desire. And the reason why you desire this life, living a more fulfilling life, or the dreams that you have, or the goals, or whatever you're aspiring to, is because it's connected to your purpose. You have the pen. You are truly the creator of your life. And if you don't like your life, you can rewrite it. You all, I'm so ecstatic because we have Lynn Gaffney back with us. We are starting the Lynn and Zen series. Okay, y'all hear that rhyme right there? The Lynn and Zen series.
Sounds great.
Doesn't it sound amazing, Lynn?
Yes, absolutely. Amazing.
I'm so happy to have you here, Lynn. So you all, I have some questions here that have been sent in, and you are going to hear both perspectives from Lynn, who is a Reiki master as well as a master teacher, and me, who is a quad certified life coach. But the importance here is for you to collectively receive insights to support you in your journey. These are questions, you all, that are very necessary to be addressed in regards to how we not only care for ourselves, but the inner self, and to really support your understanding of things. We're going to break it down, the how to do it, what will work for you, and all the great stuff. So we just gonna go ahead and dive right in. So a common question that I am asked is, Zen, how do I shift my mindset to prioritize healing and self-care? Basically, how do I prioritize me without feeling guilty or without feeling selfish?
That's a challenge, because I think you first have to understand why all of us chose to be incarnated here on this earth plane and in this third dimension. And the number one thing is, and the only thing is, for us individually as spiritual beings to learn lessons and elevate. And one of the things that we have to understand, that in order to do that, we have to prioritize and think about our elevation, our learning, and how we're responding to every energetic action that happens to us. And we believe that when we sort of throw our energies to others, our relatives, our parents, our children, and we focus on that, that somehow gets us in the line of elevating ourselves. But actually, it does not do that. Actually, it takes us away from internalizing and what we need to grow from. One thing that we have to understand, and I struggled with this, a lot of people struggle with this, is you have to really understand, and you have to embrace the person that you're with or the people that you're interacting with. You have to be okay with them being in the state that they're in. regardless of what it is. And it is never your responsibility nor purpose to do anything to improve or heal them or fix them. That's not your purpose. What your purpose is, and the true tenets of unconditional love, and that's what this high vibration journey is about, because when you really live in unconditional love, then you will unconditionally love and embrace a person that's not aligned with you, or they may be doing things that you abhorrently disagree with, or anything else. And then you have to understand that they are here to go through their individual journey of human experience, and it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Now, there are cases to where there are soul energetic contracts, and then you are there to provide some energetic challenges to this person, but they're responsible for learning from whatever they are receiving from anyone or anything. And then when you do that, you take away the focus on you. And so we do that every day. We sort of get triggered by the news and everything else. And then when you can actually, you know, when they say things are happening around the world and really abhorrent things are happening around the world, when you can say you can embrace it, but not let it affect you, affect your journey, it's good to be knowledgeable, but it's not to be good to dive yourself into something to the point where you take away from your healing and self-care. That's what we're supposed to do every single day. So every single day that something happens to me, I have learned to be the observer of my emotions, observer of my thoughts. So if I'm triggered, if I'm angry, then I take a while, I step back, I breathe deep, go into that meditative state that allows me to be the observer of my thoughts, of my reaction to that, and understand my lesson in this. And it has absolutely 100% nothing to do with anybody else or anyone else. It has everything to do with me. And it's hard for a lot of us to really understand that. And you know what? That's okay. Because there are a lot of people that have chosen to come down to this earth plane, and they're not ready. They're not ready to be elevated. They're not ready to take the knowledge and the journey. And that's okay. If it takes several lifetimes or another lifetime, that's okay. They're aligned to do exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and everything that's happening to them is divinely set, and they're supposed to understand, and you're supposed to understand that. So when I understand that, then I take myself out of the pathway for their journey. I have no responsibility to smooth out the road in front of them, because that never works. And it never works. And so what that's doing, I'm putting my ego in it, because I think I can affect, I think I can shift them. And I have no responsibility or no purpose to shift them in any way. That's ego. So if I take my mind and my ego out of it, and I say, it's okay that they're like that. Now, there are boundaries. So if this person is integrated with you on a daily basis and they're doing things that sort of encroach upon your energetic daily practice, then you have a decision to make. You have a decision to make that this person is not at the vibration level that I want that person to be. And I'm going to back away. I'm going to let that person experience life in their own way, pitfalls and everything. And I have to be okay with that. I have to be embraced upon that. So when you really understand that, then it becomes easier to prioritize your own self-healing, because it's never about anybody else. It's never about anyone else. It's never about anything else that you hear on the news or social media feeds or anything. It's about you solely. And that's it. And so when you understand the lessons that you sort of need to overcome and learn from every day, then your vibration starts to raise. And when you get triggered, or when you get to the point where somebody angers you and it lowers your vibration, then you become more self-aware and you says, I need to be the observer of how I'm reacting. It has nothing to do with that person. It has everything to do with me. And so that's when I have to work on, you know, shifting and understanding what I need to do to grow. So that's my perspective on how do we shift our mindset, because we get in this sort of mode to believe that we're going to sort of affect other people's journey. And that's some sort of a way that's giving and all of that. And service to others only comes when you're engaged in service to self. Because when you service to self, you automatically increase your energetic field. And that electromagnetic field affects everyone, whether you're talking to them or not. And so people have to understand that I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is focus on raising my energetic field, and the shift will come. So when universal spirit brings somebody in and talks to me, because they have been, you know, connected to their higher self and their spirit that says, now it's time for me to understand where I am and who I am. And then my responsibility is to get them to think internally that it's about them. And so that's what I believe. And that's the philosophy. That's the universal law. It's never about anybody else. It's always about me and what I need to do.
Ladies, are you ready to be a part of something truly special? Come join a powerful community of incredible women and develop lasting bonds in an affordable, safe, and sacred space. Experience the rewards that come with connection. Get access to amazing resources as well as unwavering support. Join now and unlock new possibilities for growth in your life. Get started today by visiting my website, www.lifeverbswithanSco.com. And use promo code 15 off, that's the number 15, and the word off in capital letters, to receive 15% off of your membership price. Join us at the Women's Circle for an unforgettable evening of stories, strength, and support. This information is also located in the show notes. Blessings and abundance. Lynn just provided you all a beautiful summary as to what the term raising your vibration is and why it's so important to do so and the benefits of doing so. And thank you so much for that, Lynn. Because how can one elevate? You all who are listening, my question to you is this: how can you elevate situations in your life, or how can you elevate situations that also include other people if you're not elevating yourself? And the word elevate that Lynn is utilizing means to lift up. It means to raise. And when we are being in contribution and supporting others, That's exactly what we're doing. We are supporting them and elevating a situation in their life. Even if it's, let's say, Lynn's coming into the healing environment and I arrive at the same time and he has tons of bags. I'm supporting him by asking him, Lynn, would you like me to help you carry in those bags? That's elevating the situation. That's supporting the bags getting in there faster, more optimal. So any way that you look at it, whatever the situation is, how are you able to elevate and support others if you're not elevating yourself? And also, I love what you said, Lynn, because I encourage you all to listen, one, to the part one and part two that Lynn and I did previously. That'll be in the show notes, the episode numbers. But also, I just completed a podcast session with Florence Ann Romano, and she had explained in episode 132, accepting people where they are instead of where you want them to be. And I heard that come up in what Lynn was explaining. My perception of it is this, and thank you so much for that, Lynn, because that was beautifully explained. Prioritizing your well-being is a foundational and key aspect of living a fulfilling life. If you want to live a fulfilling life, the only way to do that is prioritizing your well-being. Because if you don't prioritize your well-being, you are not going to show up, number one, for yourself. And you got to show up for yourself in order to show up in other spaces and in order to show up for others. My second take is something that I utilize in my practice is I support my clients with care tags. It's a part of their playbook. This has already been trademarked and patented. But what is a care tag? A care tag, just to sum it up, is a simple guideline to support you in caring for self. Because especially if you are a person who is a people pleaser or codependent, you may not know what that looks like, what self-care looks like for you. So care tags support you. They provide guidelines, and we discover these together on how to do that. What does it look like and how to do it on a daily basis? And it's not just going to the spa or taking time for meditation, which is very important, but it also can look like care tags. Instead of responding to something quickly, it's key for me to just sit with it and marinate on it for a minute. Like for instance, for example, let's say that I ask Lynn a question in regards to a situation. Instead of him responding, maybe his care tag is, you know what, Zen? I'll get back to you with that. That is him really sitting with what was asked. And really, if there's anything to assess, such as, let's say it's something about the healing environment, I'm asking to schedule an event. Him looking at the schedule, him being with it instead of quickly replying to it and saying, oh yeah, sure Zen, we can do it tomorrow. And then having to go back and change his response and shift his response to that. So that's my perspective of it, which collectively you all is providing a larger scope, as to how you are able to prioritize healing and self-care without feeling guilty or feeling selfish.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PINKLADYPROD.com.
Lynn, what ways can one shift their beliefs about alternative healing practices like Reiki and explore their potential beliefs? This question is all Lynn because he is a Reiki master. So this is completely your question, Lynn.
Yeah. So one of the and I think I mentioned this on our first podcast, and I said the pathway through enlightenment leads through suffering, and we have to understand that, and we have to embrace that. And one of the three root causes of suffering is ignorance, lack of knowledge or understanding. That's suffering. And so your limiting beliefs that you've been programmed to believe has sort of shut you off on some of the things from an energetic perspective, some of the healing practices that may help you elevate you, clear you. And so when you have this belief that it doesn't, then you have chosen to suffer because of your inability to understand and your lack of knowledge about things. And so that's where you have to take ownership and be self-aware on you. And it's hard because the limiting beliefs are so rooted in some people that they immediately shut you off. And they shut themselves off to something that may ultimately help them. Because here's what you have to understand, okay? And this person may be working out every day, may eat healthy, take everything, right? And just leading a healthy lifestyle. But if their emotional cells are getting fear and emotional trauma, then those cells are created fear proteins that will eventually manifest itself into some type of disease. I'm a living, breathing example of that. And so I started working out when I was 22. I'm 59 now, right? And so I was rigidly eating healthy. My cholesterol was absolutely phenomenal. I was eating absolutely, and I competed in bodybuilding shows and all of that, natural bodybuilding shows. And so I led that healthy lifestyle for 20 years. And then I met somebody that shifted my emotional content. Blood pressure went up. Cholesterol went up. Everything went up. I had eye problems. Wow. Because I was harboring in all of that emotion. So it didn't matter what I was eating. Didn't matter I was working out. I was still working out every day. Didn't matter I was doing any of that Zen because I had an inability through lack of knowledge. I suffered. You have to understand, if you're listening to this, one of the root causes of suffering is lack of knowledge. And you can choose to understand that you need to take a step into something that is unfamiliar to you. Because believe it or not, your higher self is ringing your bell a bunch of times. Your body is a huge communicator to what's going on in your life, as above, so below. So if it's hectic all around in your life outside, guess what's happening internally in your cells? It's just as hectic. And so you need to understand that, as above, so below. Hermetic principles, law of the universe.
Yes, it is.
And so you need to understand it. And so if you choose to suffer, then you have chosen not to be knowledgeable, not to understand that I'm going to step out and understand this and take a look at it and see if it has an opportunity to help me internally. And once you do that, you'll find that there's a whole host of things that are designed out there to help, because there's an infinite roads to elevated consciousness. There is no one true thing, it is infinite. So what works for one person may not work for the other. And so it is up to you to design, to understand your personal journey and how the things that you can use to do that. But you won't get there until you choose not to suffer. That's
1,000%.
Don't get focused on challenges of the world, challenges of the people in your family, because you've got energies, you've got people that will be tugging at you all day and any day, to pulling on you every day. And that's universally designed to take you away from the focus that you should be putting on you, because you can never aid in supporting anyone else unless you support you. So if it's chaos all around you, it's chaos within you. And the only way that you can take care of the chaos in you is to look within. True happiness, true eternal happiness that is connected to the Creator, happens within, and that's it. Now, there are external influences out there that may help and project and support you, but that's all they are. True happiness comes from within. And so when people and things are tugging on you every day, you have to have the courage, the emotional courage, to step away and be within stillness of you, because that's where the clarity of thought will come, in your personal stillness. And it doesn't, your personal stillness does not involve anyone or anything else. It involves just you. And practice that. Take daily slow steps to do that every day. Some days will be successful, some days will not be, but that's okay. It is a designed effort to get you acclimated to your true self, because your ego will start to tug at you. Ego will start to put things in your mind to draw you away from you focusing internally. And then every energetic happening, maybe your daughter, your son are going to be tugging at you, going to be doing all of that. That's universally designed to take you away from who you're supposed to be focusing on, and that's you. So it's not going to happen overnight. Keep taking that slow walk. Keep taking that slow walk forward. And some days, if you're feeling overwhelmed, do something that you enjoy. Do something that focuses on your happiness, that makes you smile, makes you laugh, or something. That's a part of your personal human experience also. And you'll be exactly where you need to be in your personal journey.
100%, Lynn. Lynn, the alignment of this episode was just truly remarkable. You all let this episode of this podcast, this series with Lynn and I, also show you a tangible display of alignment. My question to you all is this. With what Lynn just stated, are you choosing to suffer, or are you choosing to prosper? That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithas.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, And to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram, @lifeverbspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.